نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. I shouldn't be speaking in front of my elders and Quranisati here, but Mashwara said نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the chance to wake up from this death. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. Sleeping is a sample, or it's a kind of death. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, when we wake up, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave us this life again. It's very strange and very وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Nobody knew until they asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم about this soul, about this ruh. It is from أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى. Nobody knows. All this experimentation, all those development, whatever they want to know, how can a person come alive? This is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can see full body, eyes, ears, everything is there, but no ruh, cannot do anything. That's why all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they came to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them so that the human being that Allah created subhanahu wa ta'ala will have this iman that Allah is the only creator, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without him subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing can happen. Very simple examples Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Things around us and things are in us. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. صليت على النبي، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك. A Bedouin that comes in the desert didn't have mobile that time. Did they? All the things around them are those simple things. Camels, sheep, maybe goats, whatever, and simple food. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give an example. إلى الإبل كيف خلقت. How did Allah create this إبل سبحانه وتعالى؟ We've been in some villages in Saudi. Those people who are dealing with إبل, with camels, they tell strange stories about those animals that Allah created سبحانه وتعالى. How can they bear the desert? How can they tell the direction? How long they can live without water? Salli ala nabi, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik. And how is this creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created? Look at it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, how was it created? You know the khuf? All animals, they have we say in Arabic, hafir, huh? But camel have khuf. Khuf that helps him in the sand, it doesn't sink. When it drinks water, it has like a reservoir. That's why you have read in some Hayatul Sahaba that when they're running out of water, they say we'll slaughter the camels and we'll drink the water inside them. So it can run for 14 days, 7 days without water. It has built-in water. And food, in Sanam, the heap, the hub. This is fat. So it's food in there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, okay, look around you. One thing that not too many people know about it, only the people who dealt with these kind of animals, is that this animal knows haram from halal in terms of, it's very jealous. What do you say? Protective jealousy? That's why Arabs are very jealous. They eat. It doesn't allow anyone to see it while it's mating. If someone tries to do so, it will it notice. It go runs after him and kill him, try to kill him. It knows it's mahram. It doesn't mate like other animals with its, animals produce. So those are his daughters, in other words. It doesn't allow other camel in the same sheep, in the same, what do you say, qati'a. Very, and it knows, subhanAllah ta'ala, you know that many stories that it comes and to its owner, and it, sometimes it weeps. They tell us stories, in Jamaat that in Oman, that when it hears ta'lim, they are doing well on, they see their eyes, watering. So this is the creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Very simple creature Allah created, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at, then the next, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this heaven, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does anyone know what is the material that was built of? We have here, mashallah, when you build this, for example, we have a project I see that you have renovation, restructure, whatever. When you build, let's say a skyscraper, you need material, you need metal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells, وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِي بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ وَنَافِعٌ لِلنَّاسِ. They realize later on that cement is not very strong. Hadid, iron is stronger. It's written in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. صَلَّيْتُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ. اللهم صلِّ وسلم وبارك عليه. When I say صَلَّيْتُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ, I'm inquiring you to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, we always read Tabarak alladhi biyadihi. Many people read it on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulku wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. So this life and death is only a test. Who is going to do a good deed, who is not? It's only a test. خلق. He is the only creator. He is the creator. Don't say that you have done anything. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فرجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. You see some new structure, sometimes it's leaking water. There is فطور شقوق. There are cracks. There are malfunction. You may make a device, build a device, you spend years and years in developing it, maybe thousands of years in developing these devices, but it has problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, there is no. هل ترى من فطور؟ ثم رجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسيا وهو حسير. Try again, look again and look again. Sorry, I have علماء around me, I shouldn't be really. يرجع إليك البصر خاسما وعسير. It will, you'll see no, you try to find any, how do you say, defection, you'll fail. Built without material. I was built, how big? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told us in the hadith, صلوا على النبي, اللهم صل وسلم عليه. He described that between earth and heaven, مسيرة 500 عام, a distance of 500 years of travel. And the thickness of each, the same, the distance between each one until you reach the seventh sky. Now, there comes in the hadith, أطت السماء وحق لها أن تأط ما فيها موضع أربع أصابع إلا فيها ملك واضع جبهة لله ساجدا أو قائما لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا وبكيتم كثيرا وما تلذذتم بالنساء على الفرش. You know the word أطت in Arabic? What it means? When again going back to the camel, because the Arab, you know, I'm Bedouin originally. So the Arab, they know only these things. When you put heavy load on the camel, because, by the way, another thing on the camel, it's like a train that time. It can heavy, carry heavy load. So in this hadith, أطت السماء حق لها أن تأط ما فيها ما. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, it says that the heaven أطت. This, when you put heavy load in, on the camel, they use rope and they use, I would say, a material that is not plastic, what do you say? So, when you tight it, it make a noise like, shh, shh. Okay, that noise like it's going to, you know, like a crack or, you know, so Rasulullah said, أطت السماء وحق لها. It has to do so. There is no space of four fingers, but there is an angel either doing sujood or prostrating or standing sajidan or qaima or doing qiyam. So does Allah need anyone? How many? And in order to describe this, Rasulullah makes this hadith simple so that we can imagine, you know, like sometimes when you have, like, let's say, a place that is designed for, let's say, a team, to, what do you say, football, stadium, okay? So you design it so it can hold maybe that place or that roof or whatever. You design it that it can take up to 100,000, for example. Now there has been an incident or accident that it break. Huh? They say why? Because it was overloaded. Overloaded. Huh? So now Rasulullah is bringing this to our attention that as if the sky is overloaded, making that noise, because so many angels on top of it, doing ibadah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this heaven by kun fayakun subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ila al-samai kayfa rufat, wa ila al-jibali kayfa nusibat. The mountains around us, now they say iceberg, they say mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some ayahs calls it autada. Autada, maybe not too many people are familiar with it, but when we used to do hajj in the past, we used to use tents, hold it with a rope, and witted. How do you say witted? Whatever. So this awtar, okay. Now, in order to be strong, most of it has to be on the ground, in the sand. 2/3 of it, maybe, minimum. You cannot put 1/3, for example. So you put 2/3 in it, so it can be tight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this, you know, like, because the Bedouin are always nomads, you know, they travel, you know. This is like what you are doing. This is to hold the earth so it doesn't shake. And so many scientific researchers, they say, you know, this is because of the mountains holding the earth. وَيْلَ الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رَفَعَتْ الْأَرْضَ وَيْلَ الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رَفَعَتْ الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَالْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ صَعَدَتْ. Now look around you. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this land for you. How is it made easy for you? In Surah Al-Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإلى النشور. What does that mean? Those who have gone to, have been once to Swat, Mangora, there was an earthquake that time. Now I realize, what is this? Really, it's, you're feeling like, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. خلاص. If the earth cannot help you, where do you go? So we were doing Asr prayer, and he's just like, خلاص. Allah can't destroy this. He's holding it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much great, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. So فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهَا وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. ذَلُولًا means made it easy for you, so that when we went going back to this place, I had a chance to go to a visit in the field there where they grow rice, I think, or something. But it's by the edge of the mountain, and you have to walk, you know, like be careful not to fall in the water, because you know the flooded with water. And you can look at the other side. If you just make any simple mistake, you'll fall. So Allah, if the whole land is like this, how can you walk? How can you eat, sleep? How can you, make your house? But Allah make it ذَلُولَ ذَلَّلَهَا لَكُمْ. Made it easy for you. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. Rizq, his rizq. I'm running off time. 20 minutes already. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, look at around you. Look. This is the desert. This is what you have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. If the whole, if all the trees on earth made pens, and you start, and all the seas and oceans are made ink to write and talk and describe the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you never end. وَالْبَحْرُ يَعْمُدُّ مِنْ بَعْدِي سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرُ. مَا نَفِذَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. So my respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. We need to talk about His greatness subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, to know Him. We don't know God. We don't know Allah. See the English word, I don't feel comfortable with God, the word God. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't know our Rabb. We don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take your kids, you know, Make a test, you know, in the house. Sometimes we do this. Sometimes, you know, cover the eyes. Okay, let's play. You know, now see without eyes, what you can do? وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. في أنفسكم, look at you. Now this is the environment around you. Now look at your system, yourself. Wherever you make any cut, you'll see blood coming out, huh? Right? So the system of the blood system in your how can you measure it? They say if you take them put it in like one rope, it will go around the earth many times. That much. In the womb of the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the eyes. When it comes out, he can see later on. Start. Now when they make Toyota, you go, those who have been to those factories, they make the cars and then they go and test it, try it, right? But Allah, badi'u samawati wal ard. He does things without previous example. No engineering is required. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kun fayakun, that's it. So my dear respected brothers and leaders, we have to talk more and more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about ghaib. We don't talk about ghaib. So let's, if you play that game with your kids, okay, you'll see that without eyes how much problems you have. Look at the birds. You take them to the sometime to safari or zoo or whatever. Look at those birds. It's coming to feed. It's in the nest. I did that once, you know, just talking to my grandkids or my boys and girls. Now look at that bird coming from there to feed its baby there or its. How does it know which tree? There are so many birds, they have nests there. How does it know without GPS? Now we need GPS to know the location. Send me the location, brother. Send me your address. Now this is how old? Maybe if you watch it, maybe it's a few weeks, the pigeon, in a few weeks it becomes complete. 21 days in the egg. Then it learns. I've seen once, you know, the mother teaching the pigeon step by step how to fly. You know, like it push it, you know, from the edge, you know, and then it. Subhanallah. How did it learn? الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave hidayat. So that bird, how does it know the nest? It goes here, goes, gets. I haven't seen in Saudi a bird in the morning start up, carries its paperwork or whatever, you know, or a list of addresses where it can locate food. Or today I say I'll go here, no more I'll go there. لو أنكم in the hadith comes, لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكلي لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. In the morning starts hungry. خماصا, this means no belly, I mean like this. وتروح in the evening full of food. And it comes bring to get, feed its baby. How does it know, recognize where this baby? So many mistakes they make in the hospitals, so they make ID in the hands of the, so they recognize the baby from the other. Or the parents, they can't recognize the baby. Now this bird, subhanallah, when did it learn? Now going to the bees, huh? Going to the mosquito, going to the flies. Look around us. There were mosquitoes since Pharaoh, huh? Since Namrud. Mosquito went. ضرب الله مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an example. One mosquito went, you know, to destroy this person who was the ruler of the whole globe. Four ruled the whole globe. Two kafir and two Muslim. نمرود المختنصر كافر, سليمان عليه الصلاة والسلام, and ذو القرنين. صليت على النبي, اللهم صل وسلم عليه. This is global ruling. So how did Allah destroy Namrud? He didn't have to have a high sophisticated level of destruction tool to destroy this army. He sent an army of Ba'ud, mosquitoes. And his share, or his dedicated one, in some narration, one mosquito that is arja, with one leg. In the hadith comes, صليتوا على نبي, اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه. لو أن الدنيا تسوى عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى منها كافر شربة ماء. If this whole dunya is worth a wing of a mosquito, Allah would have not given the kafir, non-believer, a sip of water. But it doesn't worth anything. I'm out of time, so the objective is not to talk. The objective is to walk the talk, to be ready once we hear this and that. We want to know our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to know Him more. Yes, I missed the example of this mosquito. When it comes, flies, it identifies what type of blood it needs. And it has some in its string, some bunch. So you don't feel. It throws the blood, so it can take it. And it never went to a medical school. It doesn't make a mistake, like nurses. How did it know? Its age, maybe, the life cycle is in months, not weeks. So, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kayfa? So we need to know. How do we know? When we spend time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi sabilillah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach us, inshaAllah. Sa'deen, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Shit, tashkeer.